Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, okay, at 7:06, almost 7:07.
almost
7:07. Happy Friday, Justin, Mamie, Bill.
We're all here.
Something like that.
It's a no-filter Friday.
I got excited again. And this isn't the first time it's happened. I'll be honest. I'll admit it. I should have learned my lesson by now. You would think I would understand something that has been around since... When did they invent the coffee pot? 1835?
It's been a minute, yeah.
That the coffee pot needs a filter.
It does need a filter every time.
And when you don't put the filter in, the water does not drip the same. I don't think the pot is the secret to the drip filter style coffee. Mm-hmm. It's the filter.
The filter is the secret to the coffee.
Now I'm going to plant that one inside this brain.
You think that one's going to stick?
Right in the steel trap.
We'll see.
And then the hope is... It comes back out at the appropriate time.
We'll see. Good thing we have Willowwood coffee coming in at 7:30.
Oh, I'm looking now. I'm even more looking right. forward to it now. And just let the professionals handle it, right?
That's right.
That's what we have to do. Bar Taco last night, grand opening.
Yeah, grand opening party. It was really fun. Had a good time.
Raising money for Cool Kids Clubhouse.
Yes.
What a story. The kid's name, Daniel? Was it Dan? I think the kid's name was Daniel. Leukemia? Mm. Oh, my God. It's just one of those situations of like, and you just pause, right? Like everyone's having a good time. You're eating tacos. Like, hey, we're here for, here's Cool Kids Clubhouse. Let's chat with them. And then, oh, here's Daniel. He's 8, 10, 12 mm-hmm. years old. And he tells his story. And he got up and told a story about leukemia.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So Cool Kids Clubhouse, definitely check them out. Thanks to Bar Taco for supporting. And as far as the local community goes, Bar Taco is going to do pretty well, I think.
I think they're going to be just fine. Yeah.
I tried several different tacos.
Okay.
I ate the mushroom taco. I did not have the falafel taco.
Okay.
And when I say tacos, this is like kind of more, they're not Mexican. So
no, it's not
more Mediterranean
Mexican. No,
style.
It's a different style, different like flavor profile than what you would think for like typical, when you hear taco, right?
Yes.
Your mind goes Mexican. So it's a different profile.
And it's not Tex-Mex.
No. So they, I mean, it's Mediterranean,
it's
right?
It's Mediterranean tacos.
Yeah. It's a different spin on it. But what was your favorite taco that you had last night?
So Zach, general manager Zach, right. who was on the show, if you missed that, go back and watch that segment. The pork belly was his favorite. I did try the pork belly. It's more of like a cubed pork belly than like the long, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
It was good. It was really good.
I missed that one. Those got taken up quick, so I didn't get one of those.
For me, like, and I wish I could say, oh, I had the healthy, you know, the healthy chicken taco.
I mean, we know who
favorite.
We are, right? Let's just be who we are.
It was the hell. Now the tuna poke was pretty. Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Or tuna poke?
Poke. I think it's poke.
Poke. I like to say poke because
that's how I
had the poke.
It. Yeah, I like that too. I love tuna. Though.
I was eating that
with the little spoon. That was good.
The
I don't even need the chips. Just
oh,
the spoon. Yeah.
I can just turn it up.
That was good.
Forget the spoon.
Mm-hmm.
The ribeye taco goes down as my favorite.
That was your favorite?
Yeah.
Yeah. The duck, I think, was my favorite.
Ooh.
Did you have the duck?
Taco?
It was like a duck birria. It almost looked like a quesadilla.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah, it was.
A little spicy. Everybody said that it was just, what's happening?
The coffee maker's back. That's what that hum is.
Is there a filter in there now?
Bill knows. Okay. I'm not worried about that.
It was a little on the spicy end, but everybody else said it wasn't spicy. I'm just very, very sensitive to spice, but the flavor was fantastic. And obviously they had mojitos, which is my favorite.
Yeah. Zach said it for you.
Yeah. He was like, I added it just for you. Very kind of him to say, don't think that's true, but I really, really appreciate him even pointing out that it was there. He remembered from whenever we talked to you how much I love a mojito, and it was fantastic.
Make your own margarita bar last night.
That was a good time too.
I don't drink them spicy. I don't know if you like spicy margaritas or
no,
not.
No, I mean, I can't, you okay. can't do spice too
so
much.
So the duck and the margarita, the same thing.
Could like, not.
It
no.
doesn't matter.
I would have had to go home.
I don't do spicy at all either. But I did make my own margarita for the first time last night. As far as I can remember, not much of a mixologist. Again, I leave it to the professionals, clearly. It was pretty cool, though. It was a cool experience to be able to do that. It had this lime crusher. I was getting it. It was like I was working out. I was hanging out with Rob.
Yeah.
Crushing limes.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Liver King, just doing my normal day.
That's right.
You know, that's what
right.
I do. So.
We had it. Yeah. It was a really fun time with the community and, you know, the new restaurant. It's beautiful. They've done a great job inside. Patio's really fun. We hung out there, you know, yesterday evening. Even in the rain, it was nice and covered. So we had a great time. It was good. Claudia came with us, too.
Burkdale looking good?
Yeah. It's looking good. It's pretty. They did a good job.
It is. It's very well done. Yeah, Claudia was there. Claudio Grizik, co-host of Today's Real Talk, our real estate show that airs every Monday at 3 o'clock. She was hanging out, too. It was funny. It was one of those moments, and I'm not a racist. It was, you know how we talk about, like, when you don't know the language and you start, like, just saying things louder?
Yeah.
Well, she's from Brazil, right?
Right.
She speaks Portuguese. I didn't do a language thing, but in the spirit of margaritas, I just started asking her, like, what all of the countries in South America prefer for their drink, like, as if she would know every country
right,
in South America.
She, yeah, yeah. She would know all about all of South America.
And, like, I don't even know if I asked her about Brazil. Like, it's like where she's actually from. I don't think I ended up getting to Brazil.
Well, her and Demi were talking French at one point. So just going to sit over here and look pretty. I can't contribute to this conversation.
So shout out to Zach. Shout out to Anna, the entire North American Properties crew. Thanks for letting us come hang. And it was a great time to raise dollars for a local nonprofit in the community. Sounds like a great story. Cool Kids Clubhouse. Check them out as well. Busy day here today. It still continues on. It is Friday. Merlefest contest. We're going to let you know how you can win some Merlefest tickets and a two-night stay at Greystone Lodge. That's after we get the traffic report from Jeff and after we do Word of the Day.
That's right.
And then Willowwood Coffee is coming in today.
They are coming in, 7:30.
Saving the day.
I know.
Saving the day. Absolutely.
Perfect. Perfect timing for them.
Are we going to... Am I going to meet your sisters today?
My sisters are coming in today.
Okay.
Okay, so my sisters arrived last night while we were at the Bar Taco event. I got home about, what time did I get home? 9:30, 10, somewhere around there. And so hung out with them till about midnight-ish.
Ooh, late night.
Late night. But yeah, they're going to come in today. They're looking forward to it. Super fan of you and Bill. I'm just here.
Super fan of Bill.
No, both
Fox
of you guys.
Fox dogs.
Both of you guys, so they're excited. So they'll be here around probably after Jeff's traffic report at 8:15.
Oh, in the 8 o'clock hour.
In the 8 o'clock
hour. They sleeping in, you think?
No, one of them was up showering whenever I left this morning.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Early risers.
Wow. Traditionally growing up, were you the early riser? Who was the early riser?
Hmm.
Is it still true today?
Tara's the oldest, so there's four of us, I'm sorry. Just two. Anna is not here. She's out of town this weekend, so... Anna and I are in the middle. So Tara's the oldest, and then Anna, then me, and then Sarah's the youngest.
Okay.
Tara's always been like second mama. She fits very well into that firstborn profile, large family. Yeah.
Nurturing, taking
she's very
care.
Very nurturing, very, very much taking care of everybody. She's always been the early riser, the one that was always helping. So
Tara and Sarah?
Tara and Sarah are going to be here today.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were discussing which stories they're going to tell about me.
Yes. I can't wait to be able to ask him all the questions I want to. Joe Berg, WSIC sports director. We'll talk to him at 8:30. And then, of course, we got to check on Patrick Reynolds. See what's going on this weekend. See what's up for the home ad show. Got to see how yesterday's show went. Just debrief publicly, pretty much. That's what we'll do.
Sounds good.
Traffic up next.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:18. It's Friday. You know what happens. You get to the end of the week, things on the streets, they get a little crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell down to the city of Charlotte. You can do that with Jeff and ICATS in the HOV lane. I believe Jeff is joining us now this morning. Jeff, good morning to you. Happy Friday.
Good morning. No accidents to report at this time. Traffic is a little lighter than yesterday, but there are a few pockets of heavy traffic, 77 north and southbound from Statesville to Charlotte. But everything is flowing right now. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any problems. So hopefully everybody has a good weekend and good start for their Friday.
Absolutely, Jeff. What's up for your weekend? Anything going on? You seeing the grandbaby?
No, this weekend I'm headed to Ohio. I'm going to go visit my dad and stepmom.
Oh, nice.
So, okay. Yeah, it's my dad will be 85 in August, and so you got to take all the time you can to spend with him.
Absolutely. You driving or flying?
I'm going to drive, so I'll leave at 1 and get there about 8:30.
Road warrior. I love it, Jeff. All right, we appreciate you, Jeff. We'll check in with you at 8:15.
All right. Have a good morning.
You too, sir. RideICATS.com, alternative transportation. Today's Friday, so ICATS is going out to Hickory. If you want to go to Hickory on Fridays, it's only a dollar in Iredell County. You get picked up at your door, you go to Hickory, a dollar to get back. You got things to do in Hickory? Do it with ICATS.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Of the day.
Nice one on this wonderful Friday.
Thank you.
Oh, jack it down. Today's word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April the 25th through the 28th. We will see you there, up there in Wilkes County.
Yeah, we will.
Today's word of the day is hegemony.
Hegemony.
Hegemony. Let me double check. Yeah, I had it right. Never doubted it.
It's a noun.
It's a noun. It is a noun. Sorry, nothing throws you off on your Friday like an unfiltered Friday. So I apologize for the camera work. I've been back behind scenes here cleaning up a little bit. Happy to do it, though. Got to work sometime. Hegemony. For those following along, it is a noun. H-E-G-E-M-O-N-Y. Hegemony crickets.
Looking forward to conjugating it.
Yeah.
Let's get it, baby.
Let's see. The two nations have for centuries struggled for regional hegemony.
Unification.
Ooh.
Getting along.
You're on like the other side of the fence. You're at the right house. You're just at the wrong side of the fence.
Joining.
Fighting each other.
Consolidating.
Justin's hegemony within the household ensured a structured environment where his children flourished under his guidance and leadership.
Well, that's not
that was a nice sentence. I said funny sentence. Come on, hegemony.
Mindfulness.
Like, no.
rules? No. Is it like rules and structure, regulation,
exponential
policy?
You know, compounding.
Mamie's really close.
Okay.
Hegemony refers to influence or control over another country, group, of people, et cetera, et cetera. Hegemony.
Oh, yeah, that I will do. You stay over there on Coloring Island while you,
child,
stay over there.
Color Island.
In Carland.
In Carland.
Oh, you just dropped that Gullah Gullah. He just dropped that Gullah Gullah Island.
Yeah, but
I
remixed
it
a little
bit. Oh, that was Gullah Gullah Island. I don't know that one.
That was some Nick Jr. right there.
No, I never watched that one.
After your time?
I
just missed it, huh?
Maybe. Never heard of it.
Did you guys watch SpongeBob?
SquarePants?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, see, I feel like SpongeBob was just
No,
after,
I'm just kidding.
Like,
I did.
I mean, I watched it, but like watched it.
Followed it?
Yeah.
No.
I feel like it was just after our time. I was a more Dexter's Lab, Cartoon Network.
Ooh, Powderpuff Girls?
Powerpuff?
Is it Power or Powder?
Power.
Oh, Power.
Powder is what the high school...
Kids are doing. Okay, yeah, no, Powerpuff Girls. They had the chemical... They do the chemical X.
Right.
Interesting. Yeah, we could go down the road of TV shows. Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th. Here's the deal. You want to go. We want to help you go so you can go, and this is how you can go. WSIC News Instagram, Elkan Memes Instagram. You go there. There is the ultimate Merlefest contest.
Hit the horns, Drew.
Giveaway.
Maybe, can you tell me what I have to do to win?
All you have to do to win is to go to WSSE Instagrams or LKN Memes Instagram. Mm-hmm. You find the contest post, which is at the very top, and then you
go. I think I can handle that.
You follow WSSE.
Sure enough.
You follow Greystone Lodge.
Certainly.
And then you comment and tag the person that you take with you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What does Greystone Lodge have anything to do with a Merlefest ticket giveaway?
So there are two prizes that you can win. There'll be two winners for this contest.
Double.
Yeah. So one grand prize winner gets a two-night stay at Greystone Lodge in Boone, North Carolina. We love Greystone Lodge. And for any day passes to Merlefest.
What? Yes. Talk and about then, a combo. That's like peanut butter and jelly right there.
That's amazing, isn't it? But then a second place winner also gets 2 4-day general admission passes to Merlefest.
Oh, so you, okay. All right, all right. So even if you don't win the grand prize of the lodging at Greystone Lodge, that's G-R-A-Y, GreystoneLodge.com, or the 4-day tickets, I can still win just 4-day tickets.
Just 4-day tickets, and you can go to the WSSE app and save 50% on your stay at Greystone Lodge.
Ooh, dropping that knowledge. Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th.
Hot dog.
Yeah. That's a good prize.
Yeah. I want to go hang out with Dawn of the Buffalo while I'm there. That's who I'm trying to hang out with.
That's it.
Over 100 artists, 12 stages. Merlefest taking place at Wilkes Community College, April 25th through the 28th. You have your chance to win. WSIC News, LKN Memes, Instagram. There you'll find the post with all the details.
And we are drawing the winner on, the winner will be announced Monday next week.
Like this coming Monday?
This coming Monday, the week before the event.
Because you're not going to be here Monday and Tuesday.
I will not be here Monday or Tuesday.
It's the boys only on Monday.
And Tuesday. So Monday, April 22nd.
Okay.
We'll announce the winner here. So you have up until Sunday. Actually, you have till Monday at 7:05 to enter. Monday the 22nd, 7:05.
7:06.
7:06, depending on what time.
Yeah,
the filter's doing. 7:07, 7:08.
May delay it.
You can enter all of it. It'll be a random drawing, so the you can enter as many times as you want, though. So
of course,
there's no limit to the many times that you can enter. So you can tag 100 friends on there if you want to.
I can't win. No. But if you were to go, would you camp if you didn't win the Greystone? Would you do a hotel? Would you drive for the day each day? How would you do it?
I would do Greystone with the discount. That's what I would do.
Okay.
If I won.
That's a good combo. Right,
what would you
too.
Do? Camp? Are you a camper? I'm not. I don't sleep outside.
I might just bring my floating house. That's probably what that
Your
might be.
Your floating house?
Yeah. Like this person out of San Francisco?
You got a flow house?
Yeah. Who does?
So do you remember, this was back in January when we had no rain for a very long time, and then it rained and rained for days, and people who didn't have their boats tied up good enough, there were ghost boats all over Lake Norman. Do you remember this?
I vaguely remember
phenomenon?
This. Yeah.
It was all over social media.
Sure.
At least on my timeline.
Ooh.
Ghost boats. So people just didn't tie them off good enough. They were on lifts, and so the water rose to where the lift was, and then their boat would
bye-bye.
Take off and just have a good time. So I don't know if the same thing happened in San Francisco, but there's
this is the house?
There's a two.
Oh, that's up.
It went down, though.
Yeah, it lost the balloons.
It looks like the up house.
There's a two-story house that's been floating in the San Francisco Bay for at least 3 days.
WSIC News.
That's squatter's rights right there.
All the social.
How many people are paddling out in their canoes, like in their kayaks?
I've been here.
And the WSIC app, you can see all the video stream that house. It does look like the up house, actually, now that you say that, which is pretty funny. The squatter's thing is actually like potentially like a legitimate, you know, argument for them maybe in California. Like, nah, I own the bay now. Now he's like, nah, no ships can come through my house.
Yeah, it's just, it went to, and this is, I love this part of the article. It says the house navigated its way around Alcatraz Island.
So it's like got a motor? Like, it's got a motor on it?
It's just been like, it floated for 3 days. And people didn't realize, I guess it got so much attention during the eclipse when people were outside to watch the eclipse and all these people just crowded around the bay, they're like, hey, there's a house out there.
Maybe it's the new Alcatraz.
So anyway, the houseboat began its voyage somewhere south of the San Francisco Bay. The Coast Guard got it. It's been anchored down. I don't know what happens next. What do you do with a house that's floating on the water? Nobody knows how it got there. Nobody knows how they're going to get rid of it. But pretty cool. I'd love to see a floating house.
I definitely would. Wolfpack Gary, who won tickets to Merlefest. Wolfpack Gary, where are you staying for Merlefest? Are you driving up and down the mountain or what you doing?
I'm just
I usually just drive up there and drive back. I usually go on Saturday. That's when traditionally when they've had the best bands. And the same with this year. I Googled all the bands that were going to be there Saturday, and there's two I'm real familiar with that I like pretty good.
Who you got?
And Brooke Aldridge, and also Sam Bush is going to be there too.
Darren and Brooke Aldridge, they were on the radio. They did a show, the Scene. Yes, and those guys are talented. That's my style. We got to get together sometime, Wolfpack.
If y'all happen to be there Saturday, I'll probably see you.
We're looking forward to it, Wolfpack. We're definitely looking forward to it. Hope what you got going on this weekend? Anything fun?
No, nothing much this weekend. I'm gonna probably mow the yard and work in my garden a little bit.
I know that feeling.
Sounds
brother.
Like a good weekend.
I get my seed from Drum Landscape Supply. I got the greenest lawn right now in the hood right now, Wolfpack Gary. That's pretty good.
Good deal.
Yes, sir. Have a good weekend if we don't talk to you. I got to jump to break.
One thing I've done, I put some lime on it. That's all I've done this year.
Ooh, that's a good move, Gary.
Yeah, that's all I've done. It greened it up pretty good, too. Yeah. I got everything in my garden planted but my tomatoes and pepper plants.
Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 7:34. Happy Friday to you. Sorry, Bill. I'm going to have to.
Bill said don't.
This is a good burrito.
It's very good. We got Willowwood coffee here. Rich. One of the owners of Willowwood Coffee.
I didn't know that coffee shops made breakfast burritos.
They make some amazing food. Yeah. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Rich.
Yeah.
Did you come up with this?
I did, actually. Yeah.
Tell me about your background. You're one of the owners of Willowwood Coffee.
Correct.
How did you get into coffee?
Well, I was in the restaurant industry for years. So that's where I spent 20 years or so, and got out of the restaurant business altogether, and moved into coffee. Really didn't know much about coffee. I knew how to manage people and that aspect, and the numbers side, and the cost control side. And but I was lucky enough to be surrounded by a few people that taught me about coffee, and I was there in that position for a while. Met Sherry, my partner, and she just texted me. But
where are you from originally?
From West Virginia.
West Virginia?
Yeah.
And then when did you come to North Carolina?
About 13 years ago or so.
Do you miss West Virginia?
I love it here, but I love going home too.
Yeah. So best of both worlds.
Yeah. It's only 3.5 hours away.
All right, let's talk about Willowwood Coffee, located in downtown Corntown. Willowwoodcoffee.com. I'm on the website right now, willowwoodcoffee.com. I'm going to take a sip of this old...
That coffee is good, and he was nice enough to bring me an iced coffee because he knows what I like.
That's right.
It's very
I only
good.
Drink it black, Rich. I don't put anything in it. Is that a That's common trend? Is that coming back, or is the cream and fancy latte-ness still thriving?
So I have to say, it depends on where you are. With us, we sell a lot more lattes, espresso, sweet type drinks. Still got your traditional coffee lovers that come in. I do it
for the taste.
Mm-hmm. I love it when people come in and say, "I want a black coffee," and you know, I'm like, "Oh, that's the way you should have it."
There's not a lot of places that I can drink because I love a latte. There's not a lot of places I can drink just black coffee, but the coffee is so good that I can drink it black.
Is this just black
iced?
That's
just black iced coffee.
Yeah. Dang.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah. Fire this. Oh, that's on me. No. It's on me, Bill. It's on me. Wait, we'll try one more time. Dang, is that just black with ice?
It's just black with ice.
That's all it is.
Dang, that is nice. Yeah. All right, and then you guys have food and stuff too. Tell us about the atmosphere. So when you walk into Willowwood Coffee, what are people getting when they walk in?
It's a small, we hear the word cozy the time.
I like that. Oh, this is a breakfast biscuit is what this is right here. Mm.
So, you know, it's fairly small, let's say 20-some seats, and we got a small kitchen in the back. Not a full kitchen, but we get pretty creative with the equipment that we have. But
so it's designed for people more. Is the space designed for people to kind of come in, get their coffee, and then keep going about their day? Is that the genuine flow of most patrons?
Yeah. I mean, we're typically full every morning.
Yeah.
Like there are no seats. And
people looking for them. Where are you leaving soon? You leaving? I'm going to take your seat. I'm going to take yours.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah. That's a good problem to have, though. Yeah. I mean, hey, you want people keep coming in.
Exactly.
Let's see why.
So typically, we get full. It could be a Monday or Tuesday, or definitely on a Saturday and Sunday. We're really busy. It's a good problem to have. Is we need more seats and more parking, but I guess that's a good problem.
Everyone, we want that. Yeah, for sure. Willowwood Coffee, willowwoodcoffee.com. Can we talk about the sourcing of the beans and all that stuff? Is that your realm or?
Yeah, so I have a roaster in Statesville.
Uh-huh.
So it's locally roasted. I've known Andy for
Lake Mountain Coffee.
Yeah.
Andy's an advertiser here. Yeah, for sure. We've known Andy a long time. He supports putting the pieces back together, Purple Heart Homes as well.
Yeah. He's a big supporter in that.
Yeah.
I've known Andy for a while. I actually helped open his shop.
Oh, cool.
5-6 years ago or so. We've had that relationship. Andy is fantastic. He buys beans from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the coffee belt, you know, pretty much the equator is where the coffee grows. And so he buys the best beans really you can get. It's a high Q grade coffee bean. So it's usually 82, 84 Q.
Okay.
Which is...
What's the max?
The Q is a grading system. And so 82, anything below 80 is considered commodity.
Oh.
Or not specialty coffee.
Right.
Mm. So that's kind of how that works. And
now I know what to ask when I go in next time somewhere. Is this north of 80?
That's the question to ask. Yeah.
And, the folks that grade these... The Q graders, they're highly trained. It's pretty intense process.
Yeah.
And they grade using SCA cupping standards, which the cupping standards, it's a lot more than just pouring coffee in a cup and tasting it.
This is like coffee contest right now. Yeah, it's a big deal.
So the Specialty Coffee Association, they're really in deep with them. And so it's a big deal.
So was it coffee or the business of coffee that got you excited to be in coffee?
Both. So I just love the hospitality part of whether it's a restaurant or coffee, and I love meeting new people. Say the front of the house side, I like the back of the house side. Kind of control chaos back there. When, you get a bunch of tickets in the kitchen. I love the number side.
Mm-hmm.
So. I like it all.
The combination is pretty good.
Yeah, I like it all.
What's your favorite flavor that you guys carry? What's your favorite roast? Is it roast? What's the appropriate term I should use too, I guess?
Roast.
What's your favorite roast?
The two I brought you guys, Ethiopia and then our signature blend, which is the Lake Norman blend. They're both super.
Anytime I see a Lake Norman blend, I get excited. I mean, that's definitely positive.
Yeah. It's good. So that is a blend that we actually take three different beans and roast them three different ways, like meaning time and temperature,
sure.
And then blend them together. The Ethiopian is it's kind of a hard to source bean. It's a light roast. It's known for its flowery, fruity characteristics. So which one do you have?
Ethiopian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a little bit more bold of a flavor.
It's a lighter roast.
Oh, it's a lighter roast. I'm just a weakling.
But it's got a lot of flavor.
Yeah, it does have a lot of flavor. It's a good way.
When we grind that, the smell of blueberry just
really?
It's big.
Do you get caught up in that, like the whole flavor aroma taste? Like, is that?
It's like wine tasting, it sounds like. Like
it the is.
Intricacies.
Yeah, I don't. I can't
clear your palate.
Yeah, I can't say that I have that palate. Like, I worked with another roaster, and he was that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He would experiment with a different roast and taste it and say, yeah, I feel the acidity or the bitterness. And he would just break it down exactly like a wine taster.
Wow. That'd be a good skill to have.
I can't say I'm there, but I know the difference.
Notes of pomegranate.
You can tell the difference now. You've been doing it long enough. Yeah. So you brought some of the food in, but that's like... I come in probably once a week.
Okay. Totally
would. Well, love it. Because I'm in downtown Cornelia. That's where I live. So I'll pop by about once a week.
I recognize your face now. Yeah.
My go-to order is the ham and brie and an Old Wow.
Yeah.
And the first time I saw the Old Wow, it's a latte. And it has peanut butter. And
it does. And real peanut butter.
Yes. And so in my head, I was like, coffee and peanut butter, that doesn't go together.
Yeah.
But whoever was at the front counter was like, try it. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. And it's named appropriately because every time I have it, I'm like, oh, wow, that's good.
Well, see, so I love peanut butter. And that's how it got its name. Before we opened, we had our equipment in there, and we're just kind of experimenting and making coffees for friends and family, and we put this flavor combination together with the peanut butter, and that's exactly what happened. So we would make it for somebody and say, "You got to taste this." Mm-hmm. They would taste it and say, "Oh wow,
yeah,
oh wow,
yeah."
And so that's how it got its name.
That's a great reaction. It seems authentic is what it seems like. Yeah. There's definitely some cool things on the menu if I'm looking at it here. Oatmeal cookie. I'm all for oatmeal cookies, so that sounds like a good cold brew option as well.
It is.
The bee's knees.
The bee's knees. Yeah. So we had one of our original day one employees came up with that. And it's probably our number one, number two seller. It's big.
What's in that one? What's in the bee's knees?
It's just espresso milk, and it's like a honey latte. Mm. And then the cold foam is what is the bee's knees. Vanilla cold foam on top is what makes it.
Do you guys have to have as a coffee, right, all the fancy machines? I always feel like when I see those, you know, in like the espresso and like the steamer, I'm just going to break something. That's usually what
it like. It makes a difference, and it is intimidating, like, to new people that I bring in that don't have experience, and they see the machine. It's fancy, and they're proud of them. You know, you pay a pretty penny for them.
But, no doubt.
But it does make a difference. It makes a difference on the roaster to the espresso machine and the water and everything in between makes a huge difference.
Use Corntown water?
Yeah.
Local water?
I love Corntown.
We got another one.
Making it a thing.
We're hanging out with Rich of Willowwood Coffee, willowwoodcoffee.com, located in downtown Corntown, right there, just like kind of across the street from the Kane Center and next to Town Hall and all that, right?
It's across from Mama's Pizza.
From across from Mama's Pizza. You're right there. Yes. You're right in the thick of it. We'll talk about downtown Corntown here in a second because it's changing a little bit.
It is.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. That morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 7:48. Happy Friday to you. If you hadn't yet, this is what you should be doing. That is a good cup of Ethiopian Java.
That is.
From Willowwood Coffee in downtown Corntown. Rich joins us, hanging out, talking about all the great things of the process of coffee. We talked about, you know, clearing your palate, checking the roast, making sure it's good. You got the right setting on the steamer.
Q scores.
You got to be north of 80. North of 80 is where you want to be on your Q score. When you go into your coffee shop this morning, ask them, are these beans north of 80 on the Q score?
If they don't know, you need to be going to Willowwood Coffee.
Head on over to Willowood in downtown Corntown.
82 to 84.
Well, that's what I mean. You just got to be, north. Okay, so now we're setting standards.
Right.
That's what we're doing over here. So let's talk about downtown Cornelius. Let's talk about how some of these changes that are happening, how is it affecting Willowwood Coffee?
Well, it's been great. The future is bright. It definitely looks so. But ever since opening, all the neighborhoods that are close in proximity to us, you know, there's a lot of walkable type households, and the support has been fantastic, and especially on that side of the track. So even over on the antiquity side, we've had a lot of support from that, and you know, you basically got to take your life in your own hands if you're going to try to cross that street right there. But the local support has been fantastic, and it just looks like it's going to get better and better.
Do you find people come in, like, is there a lot of new people every day? Is it seem like reoccurring? What's it feel like to you? Because you're in there every day probably doing 100 things, right, in reality, depending on the day. What's that like?
So as far as the people that I see, tons of regulars, but I'm still amazed at the amount of first-timers that we get. Seems like lately we're drawing a younger crowd from Davidson.
Okay.
You know, I'll look out there and see more younger people studying in the afternoon at their laptops and that kind of thing. So
reading books and such.
Yeah. But yeah, it's wild. Like, I feel like we got a really strong regular base, but like I said, there's new faces all the time.
Mills Market's going in soon, right? Mm-hmm. Do you guys anticipate, as more businesses come into downtown Cordentown, that becomes a net positive for you guys, or how do you feel about that?
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. The more people, the better. The more foot traffic.
Yeah,
You mentioned the walkability. It is an interesting concept, right? We talk about that all the time. Mm-hmm. Mames lives close to downtown Cordentown, but not close enough that you feel like you can walk, or you just choose not to walk.
Choose not to walk. But yeah, there's lots of people that like to exercise that would take that. I mean, lots of people in my neighborhood, even where I live in downtown Cornelius, will walk over there. That's actually how I found out about you guys. Our neighborhood. Well, some people in the neighborhood went for a walk, and they were like, "Willowood just opened." I didn't realize you guys are just about to celebrate your 2-year anniversary.
Congratulations! Thank you.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, she called out and she said that when any business in downtown Cornelius, though, we get really excited about. So, But yeah, you guys are just a great spot, and the fact that you guys have, you know, coming up on 2 years, it just shows what you guys have done for the community already.
And Cornelius, I feel that vibe, even from other business owners, you know, you can tell that the support's there.
Mm-hmm.
And now I feel the same way, because this is my first rodeo as an owner, but, you know, I think differently too. Like, if I want to go out somewhere, then I want to support a small business, and you feel that. You feel that in the everywhere you go in Cornelius, I think.
On Sundays, when Mount Zion lets out, do you see people speed walking over, almost kind of, you know, taking proper angles, just to get there first?
Yeah, Sundays, it's a different dynamic, you know. Saturday, as soon as you open up the door, there's people lined up out the door. And then on Sunday, it's a little later pop,
because,
you know, people are doing other things.
Sure.
But yeah, the rush comes 10, 11 o'clock on Sundays, so...
You can tell who kind of snuck out a little early.
yeah, we feel that.
Was that something you were used to from the restaurant space of being open 7 days a week and having to work 7 days a week, basically? Is that something you were accustomed to?
Yeah, I grew up basically working 55, 65 hours a week. So, So, the coffee shop, we close at 3. So
get off early.
It's not bad.
That's not a bad
day. Quality of life. Yeah, we don't close. It's 7 days a week, but... it's a pretty good gig.
How many cups of coffee would you say you've poured in the past year?
Oh, geez. I don't know.
Getting you the hard questions. Let's get down to the data now.
I have no idea.
Thousands, I'm sure.
Yeah,
thousands.
How many packets of creamer does the U.S. import on an average basis?
Nobody knows.
I bet his average pour, though, is Q-wise.
Oh, 84. Over. 84.
That, I'm going to give him about 83 and a half.
Okay.
Quality coffee.
On average.
There you go.
Do people put, I've seen this recently when I've gone to a coffee shop a couple of times. They want like oat milk and goat milk and all kinds of different milks. And I didn't know that these other animals made milk. Let me be clear with you on that.
You didn't know goats made milk?
I didn't. Well, they made soap.
You didn't know oat made milk.
Oat milk? Yeah. Like that's a whole, like what's up with all that stuff?
It's off the hook. So oat. is we sell almost as much oat as we do whole milk, which 5 years ago, that was not a thing, but it's...
Wasn't even a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's oat, it's whole milk and is your biggest, but oat milk, almond, and then soy and coconut.
Do you know like why oat milk? Or like why are people, like what are the things, like is there health things or is it taste? Is it flavor?
It's both of those.
Yeah,
combo? And taste, yeah.
Oat milk, I think, for people who might have a lactose intolerance.
Is it for lactose?
Lactose sensitivity, and it's creamier than, say, almond milk, coconut milk. It's got, like, more of a consistency of whole milk. I'm just a purist. Like, I just want whole milk in my coffee. Don't give me anything. I'll just drink it, enjoy it, do it like it was meant to be done.
Almond milk's another one, too, right? Like, almond milk's pretty big now.
That's the number two on the non-dairy.
I'll drink almond milk at home.
Well, you don't drink anything in your coffee. I don't like almond milk in my coffee, though. But, everybody's different, you know? Yeah. You carry all of that.
No, choose violence. Forget almond milk.
I don't like it. But people like it. So.
Yeah, for sure.
What's your number one, would you say, as far as the you say lattes, but is it the peanut butter one? Is that, like, would you say your number one?
Well, it's funny you say that. My partner was just looking at our pro- product mix, and actually it's the Bluestone, which is a latte that comes made with almond milk.
Really?
That's our number one seller.
I need to try that one then, I guess.
Yeah.
What else is in it?
It's dark chocolate, vanilla, espresso, almond milk.
Well, I could probably get behind that then.
That's pretty simple.
Almond milk wins. Not whole milk. And then let's talk about the food. So you guys make the food. You have a kitchen in there. You're making these Sammies and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's made fresh to order. Yeah.
What's your number one on the food side, would you say?
The Jackrabbit.
Is that this one? Or what's the Jackrabbit?
It's the burrito, I think, that you had first. It's got the...
Oh, and you destroyed very quickly. It's got
the egg, cheese, avocado, tomato, red onions, arugula.
It was good.
Yeah.
Bill threatened me. I saved him half.
And you guys have some great pastries, too, that you keep there,
we
too.
We do. We get pastries right now. I mean, we're working with other pastries or talking to other companies.
There's nothing wrong with sourcing from... Right. There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we get from the bake shop.
Okay.
Down across San Fur, like where the bowling alley, across from the bowling, spare time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we deal with Barry.
Okay.
He's another small business guy.
Yeah.
I think he's been in business for like 30 years. And so, yeah, we tried to bake some stuff ourselves, but man, we can't.
I've done that at home too. I've tried.
We can't do it like Barry can. He's got some good stuff.
Let Barry do the lifting on that. Do people typically come in for just coffee, or will they get a food item as well, combo? Is there anything there that you guys see? Because I'm trying to think of, too, like the person on the go in the Lake Norman area, right? Like, what do they want? That's what you guys are trying to figure out, I would imagine.
Yeah, a little bit of both, but that's, I've tried to focus on sandwiches and handhelds. That's where these sandwiches come from. I'm thinking somebody that can come in and grab a coffee and grab a sandwich that they need to eat while they're driving to work and you know, that kind of thing.
Coffee and sandwich in the hand while driving? Yeah. That's a combo right there.
Try to think of things that are to-go friendly, you know.
Yeah, this sandwich is fantastic. So this is called, what was this one called?
Which one is that?
It's the one with the hash brown. Yeah,
That's the Hank.
The Hank. So
the Hank.
It's
named after my puppy dog.
Yeah, I love it. But it's ham, egg, and cheese on a English muffin.
English muffin
with a hash brown in it too.
Yeah,
that's the game changer right there.
I took a bite of yours.
Yeah, you took a big bite of mine. Thanks.
Willowwoodcoffee.com. 7 days a week, you guys are brewing cups all morning long.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that, can you give us anything for the future? Maybe a new flavor, maybe a new thing you're teasing or trying, or anything specialty that you got to go in the shop to see it. Give me something like that.
Well, I mean, we always try to change. There's our signature menu, which is what you'll see there. Those drinks they're staples. They're not going anywhere, but we do try to, every holiday or every season, like we'll come out with Valentine's Day drinks or spring drinks or summer drinks. And
oh, wait, I can ask you, Rich, how come we don't have pumpkin spice? Can you do pumpkin spice all
year long?
7 days a week, 365 days a year.
There you go. Hit the horns. You can get it.
Absolutely.
Wait, I can go to Willowwood and get it?
You can get pumpkin spice or pumpkin pie, whichever one you want.
All year long.
Let me just keep hitting this now. Now we're just going to... We figured it out.
You a pumpkin guy?
I love pumpkin spice. Really? Yeah. I never understood why. I mean, I get it. Seasonality and consumerism and capitalism for one, you know, twice a year to build the thing. But it's like, why not have it all year long? People love it.
We have it all year long. But I don't get, you know, as soon as it turns October, everybody wants pumpkin spice. I don't get that. But hey.
I don't understand why either.
We're there for you.
Why can't I have pumpkin in February? You know?
Can. Now I can
with...
What time you guys open?
7 a.m.
7 a.m. downtown Cordtown, Willowwood Coffee. Rich, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Not bad, huh? 30 minutes on the radio. There you go.
It
flies by.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
Willowwoodcoffee.com. Go by, check them out. The Oh Wow's got the peanut butter, and I know Demi would like that. Oatmeal cookie sounds good. These breakfast little snackies here are pretty darn good. And it's not even a little snack. My belly's kind of full already. But hey, Bill, I'm going to come try that avocado again. All right, Good Morning Fan, a little bit of news, and then we'll get a look at traffic again at 8:15 with Jeff from iCats.
Serving you better than ever before. WSIC, Statesville. W290DK, Mooresville. W264CU, Statesville.
Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 8:06. Happy Friday, Justin, Mamie, and Bill. Second hour already.
Yeah.
On a Friday.
My belly's full. I got my coffee.
A little warm.
Yeah.
A little.
Feel good.
I just need a little
blankie and a cot so I can take a nap.
That would be great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you take naps during the day?
Oh, I love a nap.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm a power napper. 20 minutes.
That's it. Max.
That's it. I don't even have to set an alarm anymore. It's like my body knows.
Do you have to be in a particular place for nappage? Like, or could you nap in your car for 20 minutes?
No. I have to be like laying down flat at my house.
In your bed.
On the couch is fine too.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I can't nap. I can't sleep on a plane. I can't sleep in the car. I can't. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's a rough for me. And I have to have a blanket too. Yeah.
Doesn't work without it.
Nope.
Pillow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, new pillow too. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. You might as well just have to get in bed. Like,
it's 20 minutes. Like, I've trained my body. 20 minutes. That's it.
Do you go like Dracula style? Like, you just lay there. Okay, 20 minutes.
No.
And it just.
No, not just like that. You're not a napper though, are you?
Not at all.
You can't.
If I do, the rest of my day. Yeah.
Oh, it throws your day off?
I'm cranky too. I'm super cranky if I nap.
Yeah, I get upset when I get woken up.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I don't care if it's 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's like, all men? Put me to bed. Like, I'm asleep.
Yeah, because that's Rob too. Rob will come home from golf. Is it all men? I think it is. Yeah, Rob will come home from golf and he'll lay down and he'll go to sleep for 3-4 hours. And then he wakes up at like 7. He's like, all right, let's party. I was like,
it's time for breakfast.
Yeah. It's 7 o'clock.
Day going. Yeah, but Grace can, she can take a, she can do a 20 minute nap. You know?
So can Demi. And, well, see, here's the thing about Demi. She can do it anywhere.
Right.
Oh, she can do it. See, I'm jealous of those people that can sleep anywhere because I cannot.
It's amazing. Now, I will say, for me in particular, of my sleep patterns, since you asked, I have trouble falling asleep. Mm-hmm. Once I'm asleep, though,
it's over.
Sack of bricks.
I'm always like, I mean, if I fall asleep, that's because I needed to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I probably still need more sleep. Yeah. I'm probably behind.
If so I'm just napping,
let me go.
Yeah. If I'm napping, it's not a good thing. But see, like the subtle way, because of our house of a 5-year-old and 3-year-old, mm-hmm. and like if one of the spouses is only up taking care of the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Your dad's asleep on the couch again. I wonder what he's thinking right now as we're preparing dinner. Like that's how it goes. Right.
Yeah. And then you wake up real cranky. What are y'all doing?
I do the Dracula. You rang.
That's what you say. That's
kind of like the Undertaker.
Yeah.
Back to that.
It's either that or Robo Taxi. You know, what are you going to do? You know, it's one of the two. That's all you got.
Yeah. Rob, no. So like yesterday, right? Came here, did the show, went down to Charlotte, worked the other job, came home, did some laundry, put sheets on the bed. And then I'm like, it's 5 o'clock. I have to be at the event at 7. I'm going to take a 20-minute nap because if you want me to stay up past 9:30, I'm going to need a nap. I need a nap. Yeah.
Because
I get cranky when I don't get sleep, not when I get woken up.
I prefer when I do get woken up to just let me kind of be for a few minutes. Like you got to let me be me. You got to let me flap my wings and fly.
Mm.
And if you don't and I'm directed the moment I get up, silent treatment.
Yeah.
Speaks volumes.
This is the rest of the show. We're just going to talk about naps and not talk.
I get real cranky and I know, and what sucks is I see myself getting like, man, I'm just being upset for no reason right now, you know?
Mine is, if I get upset, mine is going to be because I'm hangry, mostly. I just need food. I just need food. There's been one time Rob and I were on a road trip and I was like, I need us to stop and get something to eat. And he's like, we only got 2 hours left. And I looked at him and I said, no, we're stopping now.
Somebody just broke into the studio.
It's my sisters. They're here. You're really just not going to talk.
That's how long I need.
That is so uncomfortable. Yeah. My sisters are here. They just broke in.
Hey. We'll talk to them in a minute. Yeah, no, that's about how long it takes for me to kind of, you got to give me at least 60 seconds. I mean, give me at least 60 seconds when I wake up.
Of nobody talking to you?
See, I don't want to say no. You can talk to me, just don't expect me to talk back.
Interaction.
That's all I ask. Give me 60. Give me 60. 60 cents would take you a long way back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
$1.50 would take you, a pretty decent way a couple years ago. There is no way that this picture is real. I saw this on my timeline.
You did.
And I don't believe this.
You don't believe that this is true.
I think, I'm almost positive WBTV got duped.
Oh, the Masters menu?
$1.50 for a pimento sandwich at the Masters?
Yeah, that's like one of the calling cards of the Masters. Yeah,
they let you for $1.50. This is real.
Correct.
I don't believe it.
It is.
Egg salad and pimento cheese, $1.50 at the Masters. Now, everything else is more expensive.
I was going to say, you pay $10,000 for a ticket, and then right. So because of that, you get $1.50 pimento sandwiches?
And they mentioned that everything else went up a dollar to compensate for it. So the beers went from $5 to $6. Most of the other sandwiches went up between 50 cents and a dollar, but they're keeping the egg salad and the pimento cheese. It's some sort of legend.
It's like Costco. Costco's hot dog.
Right, correct. So you're going to pay more for the toilet paper, but you still get your $1.50 hot dog. So same with the Masters.
You got to pay for the toilet paper at the Masters?
No. I'm talking about Costco. So,
I was like, but dang.
With the Masters, you're going to pay more for your drinks or your tickets or whatever. But yeah, it's like a tradition that the $1.50 pimento cheese sandwiches will never go away.
I would have sworn when I saw this on my timeline, I said, ha, that's funny. Matt, that's a good joke they made right there. Masters, $1.50 for pimento cheese. But yeah. I guess it's a real thing, huh?
And I read this. I didn't realize this. You can't have your phone. You can't. No phones, no cell phones.
You're not allowed to?
Allowed at the Masters. That's what it says.
Why not?
In this article. I guess they don't want.
Pretty old school place. I don't think they let women be members until like less than 10 years ago.
Until they met me.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Right.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that the women have to be a certain age.
Well, I think Gondoliza Rice is like the only female member.
Mm.
Your thoughts?
I've got a lot of thoughts, but.
Well, you don't care about golf.
No, I don't care about golf. I don't want to join, but if I did, then I would.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say
That's it. I don't care about golf.
You don't want to make it golf. Your mission to become a member of
Augusta? I have no
Augusta?
Desire to ever go watch the Masters. My sister Tara, who's going to be here in just a little bit, she lives in Augusta. Yeah, she lives in Augusta or near Augusta. And so I have every chance in the world to go there and see that golf course. And
Justin, you got 10 bucks. What are you buying? Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
I got 10
bucks. We don't
bucks.
Have time. It's okay. A long line.
Okay. I got
a long line behind you.
I need a chicken biscuit for breakfast, and I'm not going to make it back before lunch. You better give me one of these famous pimento cheese $1.50 sandwiches.
$3 plus $1.50.
$4.50.
Come on. You have to spend the money.
Monster Club. Definitely. A club for $3? They ain't no Monster Club. It's on a Hawaiian.
The
roll.
Masters
Don't
Club.
Like that.
Masters
$7.50.
All okay. Right. I got to get me a drink. I'm going to try to go with, fresh brew iced tea. See, that's not going to be sweet. I don't want that.
I don't know. It might be sweet, though. It's
Augusta.
It's Georgia. Augusta. It's definitely
it's sweet.
Okay, I'll go with that then. I'll trust y'all. So that's what? That's
$9.75?
I'm flipping that quarter to the great server who
that's
helped me
That's my guy
out.
Right there.
I like that.
Well done.
Because I'm going to need a carry case, and I'm expecting them to give that to me, but that probably costs 25 cents for a bag.
You going to watch the Masters?
Heck yeah.
Cool.
I like watching golf on the weekend as a passive background thing.
So you'll have it on the TV?
Yeah.
You just can't see baseball as that same sort of...
Baseball's a great nap.
I feel like here's where I think two sports in particular have similar mantras. And the two sports being baseball and soccer. For whatever reason, both of those two sports allow some of the biggest crybabies in the world to play.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. This is awesome. 818. Oh, happy Friday to you. This is one of those things as, you know, I sit at the table with Mamie 2 hours every single morning. And I've already feel like I've learned quite a bit about you, Mamie, in 3 months.
Yeah.
Almost 4 months.
Almost.
And one of the things I know is that you have three sisters.
I have three sisters. That's right.
And for whatever reason, you get nervous around them.
Well, I've never had to like bring my sisters to work day.
Today's the first.
Yay. Celebrating.
Welcome. We've got Tara and Sarah
Tara and
here.
Sarah are here. Hi. Tara, scoot a little bit closer to the microphone so we can hear you.
Can you? Hey, hi.
Hi. Tara, a super fan.
You're
me and Bill's biggest fans.
Yes, I listen to you every morning while I'm getting ready. Yes, I do. Yes, I
apologize.
No, it's good. I listen on Spotify because Mamie keeps telling us that she's not famous, but I said, you have a billboard and you're on Spotify.
She's famous.
I don't care.
I told her that the first time I met her.
Yeah.
Told her she was famous.
Not famous.
Yes. You are. You're Mrs. Lake Norman. You are.
Well, real quick, we do have to get a look at the streets. Jeff's on the phone. Jeff with iCats. Let me go ahead and... Oh, wait. I'm supposed to do things right now. Sorry. That's on me. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You do it in the HOV lane with Jeff. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. There's no accidents to report, but there are a couple of slowdowns. 77 southbound from Statesville. Everything is flowing except when you get into Charlotte. There's a little bit of a slowdown around 85 and 77. And then going northbound, when you get up around exit 23 around Gilead Road, there's some slowdown in that area. Besides that, everything's running pretty smoothly this morning. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues. So I hope y'all have a great Friday.
Thank you, Jeff. You as well. Real quick, they told me that this is true, and I don't know if you know this or not. $1.50 for pimento cheese sandwiches at the Masters. I have a hard time believing it, Jeff.
I happen to see the menu board, and it is true. So maybe we all need to take an excursion down to the Masters.
I'd like that, Jeff. We'll do it on your dime. I appreciate it, Jeff. We'll talk to you on Monday. I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy Ohio. Give your best. Give some love to your dad. And we'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Y'all.
Bye. RideiCats.com. $1 to go to Hickory today. Get picked up at your front door in Iredell County. $1 there, $1 back. Heck, if you had 50 more cents, you can get a pimento cheese sandwich from the Masters. That's pretty good. That's not bad combo there.
Not bad at all.
All right, let's pretend like Mamie isn't even like here right now. Aww. Give me something juicy. Give me something about Mames that like you've just always wanted to tell somebody. You couldn't tell them at first. Nobody's listening, so it's just us.
Mamie's the best of all four of us. She's the best.
That is not true.
It's so true.
That is not true.
It's the truth. She's the best.
But she doesn't remember anything.
No,
she remembers nothing.
I've told you this before. I have zero memories, so she's the keep. Well, these two.
We have keeper all of the memories. These memories keeper and memories. All of these stories about different things. And Mamie's like, that never happened. Mm. That didn't happen. And I'm like, it did.
It
so did. And we'll have details, and like the stories corroborate each other. And she's like, I don't think that ever happened. I'm like, it did. It really did. And she's like, I don't remember. But I think she has chosen to block out any embarrassing parts of life.
Yes.
It's a selective memory.
As do we all.
Do y'all miss Shelby, North Carolina?
No.
Sometimes.
Yeah?
I don't know. It was a good place to grow up. Not that I want to still live there, but it was a good place to grow up. And I'm thankful for the time we had there and like the friends and stuff that we met there and had a great church and
Sarah's the positive one of the group. I can tell this right. I can already feel the vibes of
Little Miss Sunshine
radiating from you right now.
She's our actor of the family.
Oh. Yes.
Katie got it all from me.
Yeah.
Oh, I will tell you one story. So Sarah was in a play in high school, and so we always went to go see her high school plays, and she did a good job. But in this particular—
Shelby High School Drama Department, best in the state.
Yeah, shout out. Mm. So Sarah in this play had to kiss a boy, and we didn't know it was going to happen. And so when the kiss came, Mamie from the audience went, no.
Couldn't believe it.
I do remember that, yeah. We were all so shocked. Yeah. But yeah, all of us. Yeah, even my mom and dad, like, I was like, no, she can't do that. She's 12 years old.
Yes.
What was it like?
18 by then.
What was it like staying at Mamie's house last night? You guys do that often? Do you come and stay at Mamie's?
Yeah. She's a good hostess.
She's a great hostess. We usually do Christmas at Mamie's house.
Yeah, you know, the big party.
Yeah,
the big party. All 20 of us. Yeah.
Oh, did y'all do the bracket challenge for March Madness?
Yes, and our dad won.
Our dad won,
which was so funny.
Did Mamie pick his bracket too?
Yeah, I mean, I was on the phone with him, helping him do his bracket.
I remember that.
So, but yeah, Dad gets the major award, so we'll see.
I don't know what it's going to be. We have to find something worthy enough for Dad.
Oh, gosh. That's going to be a hard one.
I won it 2 years ago, and the joke is we always get like a little leg lamp thing because that was the major award in Christmas story, you know? And so in the movie, it gets broken, and he's like, you're jealous I won, and my daughter broke my leg lamp. and I found it on the floor with tape on it. And I was like, you're jealous, jealous that I won. You broke my major award on purpose. But she did try to fix it. It had tape on it, but it's okay. It's all right.
Terry, you're a teacher.
I am.
What grade do you teach?
I teach mostly 11th. I teach high school.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I love it.
You love that?
I do. I couldn't do the littles.
She teaches when history.
When did you win? I teach U.S. history. Yeah. Oh,
you won Teacher of the Year a couple years ago. When did you win Teacher of the Year?
16, 17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something that's not relevant, kind of relevant, but not relevant. I watched Napoleon the other week.
Oh, it was bad. Did you like it?
You didn't like it either?
I
didn't like it either.
It was bad.
I didn't like it either.
No, I actually watched it on the plane because I was coming home from Fort Worth just recently. And, you know, they have movies that they're not quite in theaters, but they're not quite on streaming yet.
Right.
So in between. And I watched about 30 minutes of it and turned it off. I was like, no.
Is it just because it's not accurate or you just didn't like the movie?
Joaquin Phoenix is such a good actor, but in this role, he was just like a... Just
not a fan.
No, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Did
no,
you,
but the historic like the battle scenes were good. That part was good. Yeah.
Was it accurate as far as the facts of the?
I didn't
what
watch
you watched
it long enough to know if it was accurate. But the part that I did watch, yes, it was. But I mostly teach U.S. history. Well, I teach all U.S. history, so I know some world, but I'm not super great at it.
What's your favorite part of U.S. history?
Oh, World War II. I could teach it all day long, twice on Sunday. Yeah. Oh,
all right.
Sure. Yeah. And then in my class, so we just did we're trying to do, you know, whatever we can do to at this point in the school year to get the kids to
34 days
stick
or something
with
like that?
Us. Yeah. Not that we're counting, but we're counting. And did a 1950s escape room last week before spring break. And we all dressed up in our poodle skirts. And so next week I have an 80s escape room. So I have all my big poofy. I don't think I'm going to wear the wig, but yeah, I have the rest of the. So my son, he's a senior in high school. He's like, oh, mom, you committed to the bit. I said, I did. I committed to the bit.
That's a good line.
Yeah. Yeah. Every day. We live our life in bits. I mean, yeah, we do. All of us do. Yeah.
Sarah, how about you? What are you up to these days?
I do sales and marketing for a company called Southern Market Share.
Ooh.
And so I a couple of weeks ago got back from Atlanta. We were at a trade show down there just seeing all the different lines that we represent. And pretty much anything you could put in a warehouse, I helped to sell it. So, I mean, I told my husband my first day of work, I was like, I never thought I would know this much about steel guardrails, but I have learned so much.
That's pretty good.
And it's very important, you know. But I was talking to a guy at church the other day. He was like, oh, you could sell anything. It doesn't matter. You have a great person. You can sell anything. So I'm like, I get to use my theater girl thing. Because I think now, like, if you're a theater kid when you grow up, are you like a kindergarten teacher or are you in marketing? Because that's kind of what we can do. Or are you in the industry? Because it just kind of translates to that. But so I do some sales and marketing for that and make lots of phone calls and meet lots of people. And so, yeah, it's fun. I like it.
And then Sarah has two kids, Jackson, who's
12.
And then Laura Kate is 9.
8.
Oh, 8. She's just 8. Yeah. Eight. And then Tara has 3 kids.
That's the ones you tell me about when you're the cool aunt. That's the
Whenever they do stuff that they probably shouldn't, and I laugh at, and then her husband comes and goes, yeah, don't laugh at that. And yes. I was like, well, that's funny.
That's the exact story. That's the exact
Jackson's thing. He'll burp or make some sort of bodily noise, and he'll say, excuse me, but I enjoy it.
Excuse me, I enjoyed it.
That's my favorite thing that he does. Yeah.
My son has started saying fart. It's a whole thing. I'm trying.
Well, I told him we went through the whole baby diaper phase with Katie and the older group. So there's 9 grandchildren. Mm-hmm. There's 4 that are older, 5 that are younger, kind of split in half. Sarah Beth right in the middle. But yeah, the older 4, the baby diaper phase. That was just their joke for
so hilarious
years, and they would die laughing.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Baby.
Baby who?
Baby diaper.
See,
that was
it.
The joke.
So,
hilarious.
Your kids can have that one. You're
welcome. Thank you.
I love it, Emmy.
I'll keep that one in the steel trap, you know?
It gave us amusement for many, many years.
Sarah, you work for a company that has the word, term, Southern in it. Mamie has asked and poised the question before, is the Southern accent dying?
Not at all. And I saw that, the clip from that, and I saw the article, and I was like, no, ma'am. As for me and my house, no, we will say.
Like, we will stay
we
Southern.
We will stay Southern. Like, we will say.
You and sit in your chairs.
Yes. Y'all, like, no, it's not going
away.
No, I mean, there may be some people who are like, I'm not Southern. I'm too, you know, I'm so cool or whatever, you know. But like,
it's like
no.
Valley Girl.
Yeah, like, you know, whatever. But I think kids, they want to be cool and they want to sound country or whatever. But, like, I'm proud of it. I like the South. It's a great place. And so I It ain't going nowhere.
What's your favorite Southern term? Is it y'all? Yuns?
Yuns
is a good one.
Yuns is a great one.
Yuns. Yeah. I really do like that one.
That's deep Shelby right there.
Or that's also when we lived in Hollis, a lot of people would say Yuns. Glad Yuns are here. Yuns are here.
Yuns are here. Yeah, Rutherford County. Rutherford County. Actually, it's Ruffton.
Ruffton.
Mm-hmm. Ruffton.
Because people don't have time to say Rutherford tons. So they say Ruffton.
Ruffton.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta know the local lingo. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta do that. Mm-hmm. My favorite, I think, that Mamie's introduced me to, the sugars, getting the sugars.
Oh,
the sugars,
yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
When we used to sell donuts, we would, our dad was our youth minister, and we would do fundraisers and we would sell donuts. And we would be like downtown Shelby and we'd have our little setup and people would come by, be like, hi, would you like to buy some donuts? And all the time people would come by and be like, I can't, baby, I got the sugars. And we're like, diabetes. Oh, the sugars. I got you.
Oh, wow. This is great.
This is a good time, right?
Joe Berg up next.
Fun stuff.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, okay. 8:33. Happy Friday to you. You know what we got to do? We got to understand what's happening in the world of sports this weekend because sports probably take. Does it take up a lot of y'all's life in general?
No, we're not sports folks.
We're not sports. Basketball fans.
Basketball, yeah.
We're fans, but like as far as my children.
Super fans?
Mm-hmm. Oh, for ACC,
for UNC, definitely. Tar Heels all the way.
Yeah, okay. Our mom, she used to stand in front of the TV and like coach them and tell them how to win. And I was like, Mom, they can't hear you. She said, I have to help.
It makes me feel better.
It makes me feel better. Well, I have to help them win.
Let's find out. Joe Berg, WSIC sports director, coming to us from Studio A. Joe, is the ACC back on top?
Well, I would say not, considering they didn't win the championship.
I tried. I did what I could for the ladies. Okay. All right. No, that's fair. Joe Berg, what's going on this weekend in sports? Probably a few matches. WSIC probably carrying a race or two. So soccer match. Give us the rundown.
There is a lot going on this weekend. Probably the most talked about thing that's going on right now started yesterday, goes through Sunday, and that is the Masters. Right now, Bryson DeChambeau is leading at 7-under. After day one. The big story out of this is the delay that we had yesterday because of the rain. Because of that, Tiger Woods was only able to play 13 holes yesterday. He's going to have to get through 23 holes today. And if you've been following golf and what's going on with Tiger, it's going to be a curiosity if he can even get through the day. That's a lot of golf to play, and his body is not holding up the way it used to.
Over under, you think he makes it through? You think he does or he doesn't?
I think he does. I think he gets at least to the weekend. And I do think that he'll be in contention on Sunday. I don't know if he's going to win, but he played good yesterday. 1-under through 13 is pretty good for Tiger, in my opinion, especially after all the trouble and turmoil he's been through. So we'll see what happens, but I expect him to make the cut.
Real quick, there is an accident on Highway 73, which is exit 25 on 77. So there is fire and I believe police on scene. So Highway 73, no doubt, is a parking lot. If you're usually using that route to get to the highway, I'd recommend probably, you know, going 28 instead or some other direction and avoiding Sanford as much as you possibly can, Highway 73. The Masters, Joe, Augusta. Is that the hardest course, or is it more just the nostalgia of the Masters? What's your take on where the course sits and the kind of skill level it takes?
So I've heard that it's not the hardest course to play in the world. There's a lot others, but the problem with this one is, well, not a problem. The big thing with this one is the walkability of the course, and especially for people who are a little older or maybe don't have the best legs under them anymore, it could be tough to get through a weekend of Augusta because of all the walking. And that's what I've heard is the biggest challenge.
Charlotte FC, NASCAR, take your pick. Which one you want to go to next?
We could talk about some NASCAR because we got a big race this weekend at Texas. Not saying it's a huge race for the season, but that track is big. And it's one of the tracks that Denny Hamlin kind of called out Marcus Smith on when they did the reconfiguration of the track. So I'm going to be curious to see how that track races. It has not put out a good product as of late. The All-Star race was moved there for a little bit, and it was immediately taken away because that track just does not produce the racing that we want to see in NASCAR. The problems being the car, you can't pass anybody and you can't get up behind anybody. And we've seen it time and time again. For a track like Texas that is so wide, there's only one racing groove. And that is where the issue lies. There's only one groove where you can make time, which means it's hard to pass anybody anywhere else. So I'm sure we're going to hear a little bit from Denny this weekend about the track, especially after the Twitter fight he had with Marcus Smith, talking about his reconfiguration record.
So you would say whoever wins pole has...
I was going to ask the same question.
The best odds, or whoever gets around that first lap?
I was.
First?
Yeah, I would say the pole sitter does have a major advantage at Texas. Now, I don't want to make it sound like there's not going to be any passing that goes on whatsoever at this track, but we've seen it over the past few years. I mean, Austin Dillon got a win at Texas because people could catch him, but nobody was able to get close enough to even put pressure on him to pass. And that's the problem that we have with the racetrack. Now, late in the race, if there's somebody leading on old tires and the guys behind them are significantly faster, yeah, you're going to see a pass for the lead. But when everybody's on even tires, it's one of the most difficult tracks to pass on. And we've heard that in some of our driver cuts this week from Ross Chastain, Ryan Blaney. They say the same thing. It is just nearly impossible. Ross Chastain in his cut said that he makes a pass and he celebrates down the straightaway because of how hard it is to pass at this track.
A lot of strategy this weekend at Texas.
High speeds, too, because of the style of track? Like, is this where we're going to see the highest because people are just to the floor the entire time?
They're not going to be to the floor the entire time. That'll be next weekend at Talladega. This is one of the higher speed racetracks. The banking's there. The straightaways are long. It is a big complex. So we are going to see some good speed there. But like I said, yet to see what the racing's going to be like.
Interesting how much Denny Hamlin's running his mouth for never winning a championship. Charlotte FC going on right now, too. Are we still anywhere close to possibly making the playoffs? Did I see we got another loss? Is that what I saw?
Yeah, so it's been a really rough year for Charlotte FC so far. Last weekend, they lost to New England 1-0, and they gave up that goal in stoppage time right before half. This has become a trend for Charlotte FC. At the end of last year, they couldn't hold on to a lead to save their lives. Now, they were able to back into the playoffs somehow, but this year it seems to be a little bit worse. They played Cincinnati, and they gave up the equalizer in stoppage time at the end. Playing New England, although it was raining, they gave up a goal in stoppage time at half. So that's the trend I'm seeing with Charlotte FC. They just got to figure out how to play until the whistle sounds, because if you stop a little bit when you think it's going to be half or the game's going to be over, the other team is going to capitalize.
I wish I could run on soccer, like the pitch of soccer all the way back and forth. That's what always gets me about soccer, is just walking around. Bill asked me the question earlier, Joe. Let me get your take. Yeah. Soccer and baseball, I had said that I think it's some of the biggest crybabies there on the planet as it relates to sports. Your thoughts?
I wouldn't put baseball in there. The mantra with baseball is, wear it and don't show it. So if you get hit by a pitch, do not make any kind of reaction that makes the pitcher think that you hurt him. Soccer is the complete opposite. You touch me, I am going to roll around on the ground and try and draw a penalty. Yeah. It's one of my least favorite things about soccer. And actually, when I play hockey on the weekends down in Huntersville, if somebody is exaggerating, we're all just like, what do you play soccer too? So... That's kind of the reputation that soccer has, is not being the toughest of sports.
It's funny because on TV when you watch soccer, sometimes the angle will keep the person, but a lot of times they move on, you know, to the pitch where the ball is. On. But when you're at a game live, like a Charlotte FC game, and you see it, and like they're like, and then when everyone's gone, they like sit up. And they just get up and run.
And they get up and run like nothing happened.
Some of the best acting I've ever seen is at a Charlotte FC game, for sure.
Charlotte FC and basketball is also... big on acting.
Speaking of basketball, a buddy of ours sent some clips of Brandon Miller just yamming it on people, breaking ankles. Is there hope for the Hornets?
Well, we fired our coach this year, so kind of a changing of the tide is coming, if you will. This year, no, there is no hope. Next year, we're going to have to see a little bit of improvement. It seems like the reports are that Lindsey Harding is being interviewed for the Charlotte Hornets head coach job. So that would be really interesting. She was the G League Coach of the Year last year. And I don't believe that there's been a female head coach. I know there's been a female assistant coach in the NBA, but Charlotte FC could be looking at the first female head coach, which would be
Charlotte
awesome.
Hornets.
That's what I'm sorry. Yep. Charlotte Hornets. What did I call them?
Charlotte FC.
Charlotte FC. Yeah.
You're right around there.
Right around there.
You
the
okay
Hornets.
With a? I'm going to ask Mamie this question. Are you okay with a lady being the head coach of the men's basketball team, or what do you think about that?
I'm okay with it if they're.
Do you want to stand up and like yes, make it happen?
I'm okay with it if they're qualified to do it. That's it.
Okay.
Oh yes, very qualified.
Follow up question then. Favorite position in basketball? What's your favorite?
Shooter? I don't know.
Okay. Great answer.
You know what, Mamie? You're not wrong because the thing that is being talked about with basketball now is it is a positionless game.
Ah, see,
the
look.
Center.
I knew it.
Everything we grew up with,
forward
centers
thinking.
And points guards and forwards, they're no more. Forward. It's a positionless game. Everybody's out there. Everybody can do everything. So it's just kind of a free-flowing game at this point.
Baseball is in full swing?
Yes, it is.
What are we looking at right now?
Man, the baseball season is long. That's the
Tell one. Me about it.
A few teams are starting to separate themselves from others, but it's so early in the season that you can't really take anything from this. Now you're going to have your normal teams at the top. The Yankees are doing really good to start. The Dodgers are doing really good to start, and the Dodgers may have lost one of their distractions. I know we don't have time to go over it, but Shohei Ohtani's interpreter is being investigated by the FBI for allegedly stealing $16 million from Ohtani over 2 years to gamble. So Ohtani's kind of been cleared on the he paid off his gambling debts. So now the Dodgers don't have a big distraction looming over their head.
So it is confirmed. He paid it all. He paid his debt.
It's not confirmed. No. The story is that the money was stolen. Ohtani did not give him any money.
15 seconds. What you got on local?
Local, we got baseball going on. Yesterday, we went over lacrosse. Today, we're going to add in some more women's soccer to the mix.
Okay, Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director. The Scoreboard, Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m.
More Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie is on the way from 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 8:48. Coming up on 9 o'clock, Home Ad Show with Patrick Reynolds. We'll talk to him in a few minutes. Did I ever tell you ladies that I had a snake?
Mm-mm.
I didn't tell you that?
No.
I had a pet snake. My dad didn't want me to, right? You know, definitely grew up in the Christian household, right? And so, like, getting a snake definitely was not at the top priority list, as you
right.
can imagine.
Yes.
Got one. The rat ate the snake. Long story short, that's where that one ends.
How big was the rat?
Not extremely large. No. Pretty normal. It was maybe a mouse, like a white mouse.
Yeah, it was a mouse, yeah.
Oh,
but it's not the size of the mouse in the snake. It's the size of the fight in the
that
mouse.
That mouse was said, not today.
Not today, snake. That was a scrappy mouse.
So you told that story yesterday, and it reminded me of our own snake story.
Okay.
But I had to hold it until they were here. So Tara's our storyteller, so just take it away.
Wait.
Oh, yes. That's the music you need.
So we used to live in this place called Hollis in North Carolina, and it's in Rutherford County.
Say that again?
Rutherford County.
Say that again?
Ralston. above Shelby. Shelby. And so when we moved in, you know, people bring you housewarming gifts. It's normal. Mom and
dad being the pastor.
They moved into the parsonage, which is right across the street from the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so the chairman of deacons and his wife came over and to bring a housewarming gift. Well, they didn't call it that. They said, we brought you a moving in gift. And so mom's like, oh, thank you so much. The picture of Southern hospitality, our mother. Mm-hmm. And so
Bless her heart.
And so the chairman of deacons proceeds to unbutton his shirt, and mom goes, Oh, what kind of gift were you there for?
I was there. It was on the front porch. They weren't even in the house. It was
saucy.
And these are people who can stand on your front porch for a year and a half, but can never have time to come in.
I don't have time.
So anyway, unbuttons the shirt, and wrapped around his waist as a belt is a black snake. He takes it off and sets it down in mom's yard. And she went, and the wife said, "That's a real good gift, Miss Dawn. It'll keep the critters up at your yard."
So that was the gift.
That was the gift. A snake.
Yeah. I want to add a little detail. Detail to the story.
Caveat.
He didn't just like pull it off and lay down. He went like a
whipped it out. Indiana Jones style.
I wasn't there at the time.
He pulled it out and just threw it in the garden in the front yard.
That was the gift.
And my mother hated snakes.
Hated snakes. But good as gold as our mother was, she wrote that man a thank you note for that snake.
She sure did.
She's so good. She was so good. She wrote that man a thank you note for that snake.
Did his pants fall down though when he took it out? Because that was his belt.
It wasn't his belt, but it was wrapped around. If you had a belt under your shirt, it was wrapped around.
Oh, wow.
And so pulled it out, threw it in the garden.
After they left, mom looks at dad and goes, "Where did you move me?" What are we living in?
But did the critters stay away though?
No, the snake ended up in the dryer.
Yeah, it got in the house.
Yeah.
It got in the dryer vent somehow and died.
It was lonely. It was used to being a belt. It was like, I'm an inside snake.
It had to be in the dryer.
I'm supposed to hang up inside a closet. What am I doing out here? So we came home from vacation
and there was just a horrific smell in the basement. And we're like, what is the smell? And it was
the snake.
Snake in the dryer
vent.
The cook.
You always think of that last, don't you? Snake in the dryer vent.
Yeah.
I grew up as an only child. What was it like growing up as four sisters?
Loud.
Crowded. Busy.
I used to wake up at 5 a.m., I think, to take my shower so I would have a hot water.
Yeah, we all shared one tiny bathroom, little pink tiled bathroom.
Do you miss that pink tiled bathroom?
No.
I don't miss that.
That floor was so cold, we used to jump from carpet to bath mat to bath mat so we wouldn't touch the porcelain because it was so cold. It was sweet. It's a sweet way to grow up.
It's a good memory.
It is.
Y'all seem like you stay pretty close. Y'all do a lot of events. Mames, I know you organize a bunch of things.
Yeah, we try to get together with everybody at least 3 times a year with the whole Neely crowd, right? Not the extended family. Just sisters, dad, our stepmom, and nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we try to get together at least 3 times a year.
But we try to have sister time at least. We try once a month. We don't always make it, but we try. Yeah.
What are some advice maybe you give like a family that like doesn't get together often, right? Like, should they get together often? Should they not?
If you don't get together, get together.
Try to make it work. And, you know, if you want it to happen, you can make it happen.
Right.
You can make time for it. Make it a priority because, you know, it's your family. It's what God gave you that's so important.
That's right.
Yeah, you should try to make time to stay together and be together. And if you're raising kids right now and your kids are like tackling each other and sibling rivalry and all that, like stick it out, stay with it, and they'll grow up and they'll love each other and
be best friends.
And I did want to say, we have another sister, Anna. She couldn't be here today. Mm-hmm. She wanted to be here, but she's on a trip with her husband and their kids. So we do have another sister who isn't here, but we love you, Anna. We wish you were here.
We love you, Anna. You're fun. Mm-hmm. Anna's fun.
There's her seat, right?
Yeah. I know.
She's there in spirit.
She's super fun, too. She would have all the stories. Uh-huh. She's hilarious.
So. I'm curious. Patrick Reynolds, who's host of the Home Ad Show, airs Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 from Studio A. Patrick, do you have any siblings? I don't know if I've asked you that before.
I don't think we've covered this before, but great time to bring it up on WSIC News. Bring your sister to work day.
There you go. It is.
Yeah. I'm going to be a downer here. My older brother lives in New York City, and I am the youngest of three. My sister was in the middle, but sadly, she passed away several years ago.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Sorry to drop that right in the middle of this fun
No,
great conversation.
Everyone's got a story, and every right. family has a story. Mm-hmm. And I guess I can be transparent. I had a sister who passed away too mm-hmm. in a car accident when I was two. She was seven. Mm-hmm. So I don't mm-hmm. have any memories sure. of her. Mm-hmm. But so we all have a story.
Yeah,
we all
everybody have, has
we
a
all
story.
Have people.
Yeah, everybody has a story.
Do you connect with your brother in New York ever, Patrick?
We do. We talk. We try to have regular talks, but I think it's like this is just in the studio here. You got to make the effort. I think it's make the time, not find the time. Mm-hmm. If you try to find the time, it'll never happen. Okay. You have to make the time. I remember on Easter, I called him. He was about to sit down to dinner. I said, I'll call you back. I called him back, left a message. He called me back that following week. He left a voicemail. So we've been playing phone tag for a few weeks. But yeah, it's important. Pick up the phone. I guess that's the message to our audience today is like mm-hmm. things like this, like the sisters talking in studio today. Make the effort. Pick up the phone. If you don't get together, get together.
Side note, was that an ice cream truck there at Studio A that yeah, I just heard a minute ago? Was that?
No, that is an alarm that, oh gosh. Okay. Now, I have two alarms on my phone every day, and my daughter is away at college. She's a freshman at JMU, and I have one at morning, one at night. It's because I do get busy, and those are alarms that remind me to text her to tell her dad loves her.
Oh, that's so sweet.
So yeah. I forgot to silence that before we went live.
This guy.
So nice, Patrick. I'm telling you.
This is what theater guys wind up doing. Not just a kindergarten teacher or a sales and marketing. We're goofy love radio it. Show hosts, too.
Yeah, aww. I love it. Patrick, I very much enjoy listening to the Name That Tune segment, but yesterday I was screaming the name of the artist.
I know. I almost heard you on
air. I was in my office just screaming, Joe Diffie, Patrick. Joe Diffie. Played John Deere Green, and you got to take away your Southern card if you don't know that one.
Oops.
I think that's a fun part of the show is not only the songs that I know, which I triumphantly, you know, pump my fist about, but the songs I should know but don't and drop the ball on air. I think the audience has fun with that.
Yeah.
Patrick Reynolds, host of The Home Ad Show, airs Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. You call in 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. You want to buy, sell, trade. You got a birthday. You got an anniversary. Patrick's giving away prizes every day to those who have birthdays and anniversaries. But what else Patrick does on the weekends is evenings, kind of like Batman. He goes out around town and fights crime in the form of good times and different events. Live Under the Oaks started last week at Birkdale. You hung out with Danny Carr. What's on tap for this weekend?
Tonight, Joseph Gallo is at Huntersville at Brookdale Village. Great musician, actually a former roadie and tech guy with Waves Entertainment, believe it or not. So he can build the stage, he can wire the stage, and then his music career grew. So he hopped off Waves and just pursued a musical career. And he is a wonderful musician. Highly encourage everybody to head out to Brookdale Village tonight. Free concert, well worth a ticket price, but it's free tonight at Brookdale Village. I highly recommend Joseph Gallo for your Friday activities.
Are you emceeing?
I am not. Not this one this week. I do not do MC every week at Brookdale. Certain events, about once a month, I go down there. Waves is there every week, but not the full production. And this is Joseph's kind of running his own show tonight. He's a good dude.
You have a NASCAR background. Yeah. Let's talk about some of the car shows, but also want to get your take. Denny Hamlin's been running his mouth a lot to Marcus Smith about some of the things Marcus has been up to and the team over at Speedway Motorsports. Your thoughts?
I think Marcus came back with the shot of lack of a championship, and the lack of a championship does not affect Denny's opinion or what he's saying one bit. I think Denny Hamlin is right. Marcus Smith was grasping at straws at throwing back at him lack of a championship. Denny's right. I followed the Twitter battle actually live that night. I was watching it, I think it was about a week ago, last Thursday, and it was a complaint about business and cutting corners and money and budget. I was like, well, Denny's not wrong on this. So, next morning, Marcus retracted a lot, because I think if you put Mark Martin in the same position, he never won a cup championship either. Does that make his opinions less valid? No, it does not.
Hot take from Patrick. Patrick, what about a car show this weekend? You going to any? I know you love them car shows.
I love them car shows. I'm not going to any this weekend, but there's some next Friday at Mooresville. Hot Rods and Hops will be at the Late Apex Storage Condos in Late Apex Road Racing term. So yeah, next Friday, a week from tonight, I'll be at a car show. We'll be emceeing with Waves Entertainment and WSIC on site.
Patrick Reynolds, host of Home Ad. Get ready to call in. Them phone lines are about to light up. Patrick, have a great show, sir.
Thanks, guys.
All right, my Kith. Thank you, ladies, for coming. Yeah, it was such a pleasure to meet you.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday, dear Sarah.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Were we embarrassing? Okay, good.
Good.